This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Rajasthan and Gujarat today to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of several development projects. The Prime Minister will first travel to Rajasthan, where he will inaugurate the new terminal building of Jodhpur Airport this morning. Thereafter, Mr. Modi will travel to Balotra, where he will dedicate, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for development projects worth approximately 1.0 lakh crore rupees this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone for Phase 2 of the Jaipur Metro Rail project. Later in the evening, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Gujarat, where he will inaugurate the CG semi-outsourced semiconductor assembly and test facility at Sanand in Ahmedabad. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is on track to achieve its $1 trillion US dollar export target, with nearly 15% of the annual exports already recorded in the first quarter of the current financial year. Addressing the Board of Trade meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said, to achieve the target, goods exports will need to increase from about $440 billion US dollars to around $530 billion US dollars, while services exports will have to rise from roughly 421 billion US dollars to about 470 billion US dollars.
Our aim is to grow in the current year. We were 863 billion last year. We want to grow to $1 trillion export this year. And to reach 1 trillion, our goods export will have to increase from 440 to about 530, $90 billion increase. That is 17% growth in goods. Services will have to grow from 421 to about 470.
Gujarat anti-terrorist squad ATS has arrested 8 people associated with a Pakistan-based banned terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed, JEM. They were arrested from various districts of Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh in simultaneous operations yesterday. According to the Gujarat ATS, the accused were in touch with Pakistani handlers and actively working on behalf of JEM to set up an active network in the state of Gujarat to further its terror activity. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reviewed the situation regarding below normal rainfall and its impact in certain parts of the country due to El Nino. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said the government is continuously monitoring the situation regarding below normal rainfall and potential drought conditions in certain parts of the country due to El Nino. The Madhya Pradesh government is on high alert regarding fire safety following the recent fire mishap in Uttar Pradesh's Lucknow. In Bhopal, the municipal corporation and fire department are continuously inspecting institutions to check their safety standards. As part of this drive, action was taken yesterday against two coaching institutes located in MP Nagar. The administration sealed the coaching institutes for not following fire safety rules. In Jammu and Kashmir, a total of 12,168 pilgrims paid obeisance at the Holy Cave Shrine on the opening day of the annual Amarnath Yatra yesterday, as the pilgrimage began with the twin base camps of Baltal and Pahalgam. The Yatra commenced in the early hours from both the traditional 48-kilometer Nunwan Pahalgam route and the shorter 14-kilometer Baltal route despite intermittent rainfall. In Iran, preparations are underway for the six-day state funeral of the supreme former leader Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, which will begin in Tehran today. Governor of Bihar, Lieutenant General Sayyid Atta Hasnain, and Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita represented India at the funeral ceremony. In the FIFA World Cup, Colombia defeated Ghana by 1-0. John Arias put Colombia ahead in the 14th minute with a close-range finish. In the next match, Colombia will face Switzerland in the round of 16. Earlier, Argentina beat Cabo Verde 3-2 after extra time in a thrilling round of 32 match at Miami Gardens in the US to enter the round of 16. And that is the end of this news bulletin.